Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin is out of town, so again, I will be your host, Martita, and I thank you for turning the radio on and listening to us today. We are a topical study of the Word, and we want to bring the Word to life. Our heart is to be able to make the Word easy to understand, and how do we apply it to everyday life? As you know, we always have a guest. And again, I have my amazing sister, Vanessa, joining me for part two.
Good morning, everyone. I'm excited to be back.
Yes, I'm so excited to, we do this at home.
Yes.
You know, when we get together, we just sit down and we bring a subject and we just go, what do you think about this? And then we start talking about it. So now we just get to do it on the radio for everybody to listen to our conversation. So that's pretty good. But as I said, we're going to go into the second part. I'm just going to read. We started with Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Vanessa, you want to start and then I'll finish?
Okay, I'm going to start with verse 10. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places.
Starting in verse 13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from God, the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. 17. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
Yesterday we were talking about putting salvation as your helmet, and that's the part that the Lord spoke to me about. And you got the topic at, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So Vanessa, go for it. What did the Lord tell you about it?
It's just so close to my heart because there are... the past few weeks, I just seen a lot of struggle with anxiety. I'm sure people have heard this over and over again. It's not recent, but a lot of people going through anxiety and depression and fear and just caught up in that it just puts them in a corner. And I heard just the words, pick up your sword. And I'm just as guilty. I'm one that, I get anxious and I overwhelm myself with all that I have to do and get done and the thoughts in my head. And I had to stop and just stop and think. And I'm blessed with a wonderful husband who let me talk this through out with him and get out of that corner and pick up my sword. I had to pick up my sword. And what is that word, that the Word of God? Well, if we look at John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we're picking up that sword, it's like we are picking up God. The Word of God is our sword. He is our weapon, and that's what we need to use. That's what we need to vocalize.
I'm going
to
ask you to read that, but replace word with Jesus. Put Jesus' name in there.
Yes. In the beginning was the Word.
Which is Jesus.
Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and the Word, Jesus, and Jesus was God. They are one.
That's right.
They are one.
What you're saying is that when we read the Word, we're reading Jesus.
Yes.
We have the word has power, is spirit, is alive, because it's Jesus.
Amen.
It's not just a book.
Yes.
It's a powerful book.
It's a weapon. It is the sword.
So let's take that. That is awesome that you brought that up, because when Jesus was tempted, after he was baptized by John the Baptist, he went 40 days in the desert fasting to spend with the Lord. And at the end, Satan came in to, tempt him.
Yes.
Okay. And here is an all-powerful God, but he did it as a human because it was 100% human. And he was teaching us how to come against Satan and all temptation. He was our example. He was showing us. And the way he did it is by saying, "It is written."
The word.
That's all he used.
Yes. Yes.
That's how much power. And this, you can look it up. It's in Matthew 4. If you go to Matthew 4, 1 through 11, it's talking about that time.
Yes.
But that's all he used, is the word, because the word has power and authority. And he's telling us that that is our sword. That is our weapon to use.
Yes.
And to come against the enemy.
And I just want to add something that just stood out to me in Ephesians, when we read, "And take the sword of the Spirit." The Spirit is a capital S. It's not a lowercase s. So Spirit, it's a gift. Take the sword of the Spirit, which was given to us by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, who is the completion of the Trinity. And it's just, to me, it was like mind-blowing. It's not our spirit, it's the Holy Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which is Jesus, which just solidifies again the Trinity and how beautiful that is.
And we are, this is blowing me away, the truth and the power that we have.
Yes.
Okay. We are the Lord's ambassador.
Amen.
So we go, wherever we go, we represent Father God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, because it's the Trinity. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, take that sword out.
Yes.
Which is me. Utilize it. With my authority, my power, take possession of the land.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
But not only do we have to take that sword, but now we have to swing it with power, because you can have the sword and hold it, but what good is it if you're not using it and you're not swinging it towards your enemy? So Ephesians 6:17, it's just so beautiful that Spirit is capital, right? And now we're going to swing that sword that he gave us to fight in this spiritual battle, because it's not a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle,
as we read from Ephesians 6, yes. 10 through 17. But I want to add something to that.
Yes.
The only way to do that is by knowing the word.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people out there that just listen to somebody and they say, "Oh, the word says this," and then they repeat it, but they never confirmed it. So as we're speaking here,
yes,
I don't want you to just to take our word for it.
Right.
I want you to go in the word, find out what it says, make sure that when we speak, what we're saying is correctly.
Correct.
So when you take that sword out,
yes,
is truth coming with that?
Right.
You need to take time, and we discussed this yesterday. We need to read the word, meditate on it, study on it. Like when we said, "Oh my gosh, we read this. How many times have I read this verse? Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit," which is the word of God. I read it, but now I dug into it.
Right.
Now it's personal.
And always ask, where's your heart in this, Father? Where's your heart in this, Jesus? Where's your heart in this, Holy Spirit? And it's gonna, shine bright, like today for me. And just want to add, Isaiah 49:2, right? Swinging the battle, or swinging the sword, I should say. And he, Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, has made my mouth like a sharp sword. So our mouth is that sword, right? And what And what is the sword? The word of God. So the word of God needs to come out and swing in this battle. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. He is our protector. So we have the salvation, the helmet of salvation. And now we're taking the word of God, the sword, and swinging it in these spiritual battles.
You know what? As I was reading this and I was praying about it, and I have to be honest, I had to go look at the word quiver.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure what that was. But as I read it, it really hit me. If you, in the ancient times, when they didn't have the guns and all that, they had swords.
Sure.
And the swords, they kept very clean, sharp, and ready. So to me, this verse is saying that the Lord himself is carrying me on his side as a sword because I am now his mouthpiece.
Right.
Okay. So he is carrying with me, he's carrying me with him at all times. So when the moment that is needed, all he has to do is pull that sword out and utilize it because I am that sword now.
Right.
Because when the Lord went to heaven, we became his mouthpiece.
That's right.
We became his body, his hands, his feet. Therefore, now I am that.
Yes.
That sword.
Yes.
By him coming into me, having the Holy Spirit inside of me, now I am the mouthpiece, as he says there. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Yes.
Therefore, I need to be prepared at all times. I need to be alert.
Mm-hmm. And in Hebrews 4:12, just to go into that a little deeper, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. How mighty is that? The word of God is living and powerful. So we have a living, powerful sword put in our hands. We now have that power to use it against those thoughts, those anxiety feelings, that fear, that come and overwhelm us and take us, or when someone tries to deceive us, right? As Jesus was tempted, he used the word, the power of the living God, to speak against the devil himself.
So another thing, you know, if you have a lemon and you squeeze it, lemon juice is going to come out. So we need to be prepared, because when Satan tempted Jesus, he waited until he was at his weakest.
Exactly.
Physical,
right.
Time.
Yes.
Emotionally, let's be real. When we're hungry, when we're tired,
stressed.
Yes. We don't have the patience. We can't think straight. And that's what Satan came to Jesus, because he was as a human, right. And the weakest.
Right.
And Jesus used the word to fight him off. So we need to really know the word, because be real. Satan is going to come and attack you.
Right.
Not when you're in church worshiping and praising and you're in the presence of the Lord.
Right.
He's going to attack you when everything is that day. You know, there's a car accident, or your kid is sick, or you lost a job, or whatever. Whenever the hardest time in your life is.
Yes.
That's when he's going to come and tempt you.
Yes.
That's when he's going to try to attack you. But the more you have the word with you, and the more time you spend with the Lord.
Right.
When that time comes, when you're squeezed, what's going to come out is the word of God.
Yes, yes. So how would you swing, right? Examples of swinging. Well, Jesus swung his sword in the desert with Satan, right? So when we're at a moment, let's say we're full of fear, look for verses that speak against fear. Right? So 2 Timothy 1:7, which I'm sure we've said 100 times over and over again, I say it out loud. And sometimes it could be just a whisper, right? Mm-hmm. Just a whisper that the devil can hear, the minions can hear in a whisper. So if you're going through fearful time, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. Say that out loud. That fear is not yours to hold on to.
That's right. And listen to this. Spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit.
That's right.
So we need to come against that spirit.
That's
the word
right.
says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. But you have to submit to the word first. And when we read that, we have to say, this spirit of fear, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You have to leave right now.
Yes.
And understand and say, I live. It is written. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
I have
right.
the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I am a conqueror. I'm the head and not the tail.
Amen.
I walk in the peace of the Lord because he gave me peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
And when we start speaking,
right,
and we can say, it is written.
It is written. Jesus said it.
That's right. And he is our example. He is leading us and showing us the way.
Yes. He, in Revelations 1:16, John saw Jesus with the sword. So it says, he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp 2-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. So again, it repeats how the sharp 2-edged sword was his mouthpiece. That is our weapon. That is what's given to us to swing. So we have to speak the word. We have to live it. And sometimes we have to repeat it over and over again, because he'll try to sneak up on us, right? Just, it's not a one-time thing. And I speak out of, because I do it, right? I am human, and I fall daily, and I have to pick up myself and fight the war. You know, I have to pick up my sword. I have to pick up my word. And something I've done is I kind of keep a little journal with me, and I write verses that are used as weapons, and I decree them, like you said yesterday, and I speak them over my family, over my job. When I go to work, I pray in the mornings, give me wisdom to do what I need to do today to encounter technology issues, right? Because they can drive you crazy. But anything you want to add to that?
Well, as you're talking, some people are thinking, yeah, you're just saying, you know, repeat it,
right,
and it's
right.
going to happen. If we have to understand, faith comes by hearing
yes.
the word of God. So the more we hear it, so what I suggest is read it out loud.
Yes, yes.
Because when you read it out loud, you hear it, faith grows.
Yes.
Not only that, scientifically, if you repeat something 10 times in one day, you're putting in the short-term memory. And in other words, I'm taking a test. I need to remember this for this test. So let me just say and say it so I can remember it for next morning. But if I say it every day, once every day for 10 days, it goes in the long-term memory. Well,
right.
that makes a difference. Now I'm absorbing it. I'm taking a hold of it.
Right, right.
So when we are saying the same thing, and like I did before, you know, I switched and I said, change the word for Jesus,
right.
or personalize that verse for yourself. When you do that and you start speaking it over yourself and say, Lord, help me get a hold of it and seal it in my heart so it can become me.
Exactly.
The more I do it, the more I become.
Right.
And let's give an example. I can study to become a surgeon. I can read all the books. I can have it all in my brain. But until I start doing it,
right,
I'm not a surgeon.
And it's also a choice. We have to choose to pick up the sword, right?
Yes.
We have to choose to swing the sword. And yes, we all go through hard times. And we're not trying to take away from anyone's situation,
and
right?
Trials and circumstances.
Everyone's going through something. And we understand that. And we may not understand what everyone is exactly going through. But even through your times, you need to make that choice to fight that battle and pick up your sword and swing. It's always our choice to do that.
It makes a difference when you have the peace and the strength of the Lord walking through a trial.
Yes.
Than when you're totally defeated.
Right.
And overcome.
Right.
You don't have to do it alone.
Exactly.
You can always find somebody to say, I'm weak.
Yes.
I need your help. Speak over me. Help me go through this. Hold my hand. Because that's why we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes.
To help, encourage, and back each other up.
Yes. And surround yourself with people who love the Lord, right?
And will help you grow.
And will help you grow, who will give you that hand to help lift you up, who will pray with you in the Spirit, who will speak the word, but also be truthful to you, right? Not, they're not going to tell you what you want to hear, because that's not a true friend. You want someone who's going to speak to you truth in a loving way.
Exactly.
Right? To bring that word to you and pray with you for what is the will of God.
And as you said before, when you said use the sword to fight, and we speak, we also use the sword to call forth,
yes,
the truth of the word.
Yes.
So prophesying is calling forth what the word says. So when you decree the word, you're fighting and you're stating, this is not true, this is truth, the truth. I'm calling it forth, I'm walking on it, and let's transform our lives.
Yes.
By speaking the truth. Yes, yes, the doctor said you had cancer. That, okay, now I know what I have. Now I know in Jesus' name I am healed. I command that cancer to be gone.
Speak
in Jesus' name.
It.
I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. You need right. to do what you got to do, but do it with the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Every time you take a medication, say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. You're protecting me. I will have no side effects. Start speaking the truth.
Right.
And get people that believe the same way to encourage you and help
speak
you through
life
it.
Over you.
Exactly.
Yes. I just want to add John 6:63. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. The words he gives us, that sword he gives us, is life. So we need to speak it. And when we speak it, we are swinging that sword against the enemy.
And the more we speak it, the more we say it, the more we hear it, our faith will grow. The more we will believe it, the more we will walk into it.
Amen.
And God will help you with it. So we're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Jesus is coming back. just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hello, everyone, and back to Turn the Light On with Martita and Vanessa here today. We want to take time to say thank you to all our sponsors for making this possible. We are very grateful for you. And I wanted to mention that we have been talking in the last couple of days about putting on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, Vanessa. This has been amazing.
Yes, it's so beautiful. And as we're wrapping it up, we just want to encourage you to not just go by what we are telling you. I am no Bible scholar. I just love Jesus and Father God and Holy Spirit. And Amen. As I grow my relationship with them, the word is beautiful. And I had to choose to seek his heart in it and grow closer to him. And I encourage you to do the same as a believer. Seek him. Go back and read what we were talking about today for yourself and take the steps to go through and seek his heart and put it to test, right? What we're talking about putting on the helmet of salvation and picking up your sword and swing it, put it to the test. Find people who can uplift you and support you during this and speak positive and life over you. People who will speak the word over you and decree it over you and your family. And then in turn, you're going to turn around and then you're going to do that for somebody else. You're going to help uplift somebody else who may be struggling. We understand there's chaos in this world today and it could just tear you down. And we just want to encourage you to pick up your sword and swing, which is the word of God, and find a church home who will speak that into you, right? Whether it be Lighthouse or another church, just seek the Lord, pick up the word, spend time with him. And again, I can't iterate enough to seek his heart. Ask him, show your heart to me, Lord, reveal it to me so that I can use the word, right? Use it as a mouthpiece to encourage others, but also to fight and protect your soul, your heart, your mind, to protect your family members, to protect we have to pray over our nation, our leaders, whether you disagree or agree. You need to protect and ask for wisdom for them. We as believers need to pick up our sword and fight the spiritual fight.
That was awesome. I can't add anything to that. That was amazing. Read again Ephesians 6:10-17. Let it change your life. Be blessed. Thank you for joining us today. We speak life over you.
Yes.
And we bless you. And find people like Vanessa and I are doing. Discuss the matters like this and make it real in your life. Apply every little thing to your life and see your life be transformed.
Amen.
Thank you. And we'll see you the next time.
Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.